Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about female mutilation. Well, let's go! Hi friends, hopefully you guys are doing great, are kicking ass and doing the things you need to do. Me, I'm actually in a good mood. Even though today in the morning, I lost my YouTube channel for what, the third or fourth time? It doesn't matter. Yeah, apparently I did that YouTube short, that one I posted this morning. Yeah, I didn't like it that little nigglet in the middle was being passed back and forth during the booty clap. Yeah, well, I guess it says child endangerment or some bullshit. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I appealed it, but I think most likely that one's going to be Gonzo. If it is, I'm not going to make another one in YouTube because it's too much hassle for what it's worth. Yeah, the return of investment is zilcho. Yeah, I did have like 304 people at the time, but whatever. Like, I started losing people, then it was like 201, then I did that shit. He's like, you know what? Fuck them. If I get it, cool. If not, I don't give a fuck. I'd rather be here on MGTOW TV and start running my mouth and talking fucking shit about fucking Jews and all that shit. Yeah, on Rumble, you gotta be careful because there's so much stuff. It's better than YouTube, of course, but still. Rumble still fucking does their gay shit, but it doesn't matter. This video is about female mutilation. You probably say, oh, what do you mean, Gonzo? Well, yes, let me bring up a clip of a chick that's doing stupid shit. And that's just a little taste. You wait when you see the piece of resistance.
All of my ribs removed. I am 15 days post-op and the first one in the world to get this type of procedure.
Yes, friends, he's seen the Down syndrome this bitch has. She moved her fucking ribs to fucking make her waist look fucking small. Yeah, that's fucking insane. Yeah, would you want to have a chick like that? Yeah, she's pretty too, but then she did this shit. It's like, what the fuck? Huh, well, whatever. Let's see what other bullshit she has to say, right?
Absolutely, all of my ribs got removed and I got to take them home. These are all of...
Yeah, look at that, her fucking ribs. Look at that shit. What the fuck? What kind of Down syndrome shit is this? Is she gonna use them to do some kind of pagan ritual? Is she gonna summon a fucking demon? Can she read fucking the future with those fucking bones? Yeah, she goes, Shirin Bimbila, magic bones, reveal me the future. Yeah, what the fuck is this weird voodoo bullshit? Yeah, it's women with their woo-woo bullshit. Start fucking doing magic, man. Witches and their bullshit. I don't know, she may be a witch. Or something that rhymes with the word witch. Right? Right? Well, let's continue and see what other Down syndrome this bitch does.
My ribs that I brought home with me. A lot of you wanted to see a front view and a side view. So this is...
Look at that shit. Look how small her waist is. Yeah, imagine seeing her naked. I'm kind of curious, does this bitch have an OnlyFans? Yeah, let's go fucking go on that shit and see what it says, see what it looks like. Yeah, it'd be fucking weird. Imagine having her bend her over and you're fucking her doggy style. How the hell would that fucking feel like? You could just hold her whole fucking waist with one hand. Yeah, it's like fucking a fucking pocket pussy. Yeah, there's your fleshlight. Oh, or maybe it's a fucking robot spinning pussy. That was it, the spinning robot pussy on this fucking bitch? Wow. I guess the future is here, right? Well, let's see what other shit she says.
It's a side view, and this is the front view.
Yeah, look at this fucking chick. She is beautiful, but she did mutilate herself. She removed her fucking ribs to do that shit. Yeah, this woman is more plastic than fucking flesh. Yeah, it's funny how women are trying to make themselves look like sex dolls. Yeah, so why not fucking cut the middle woman as it were and just get a fucking sex doll? Yeah, you don't have to deal with this fucking bullshit. Too bad you can't fucking surgically remove their brains. Yeah, they should fucking make them decraniated. Yeah, you remove their fucking brain and you put a fucking computer there. Yeah, that's the thing that fucks up women is their brains. Yeah, everything else is fine. So why can't we do that? Yeah, put a microchip in their fucking brain or lobotomize them or something because women are doing retarded shit. Women don't know what to do with their rights. Look what they're doing. Do you need more evidence that women don't need rights? What the fuck? Anyways, let's continue.
I am so happy I could cry.
If I was your dad, I'd be crying because I produced a fucking psychotic fucking dumb bitch. But yes, now that we're talking about fucking medical procedures, let's talk about another mutilation they're doing. Yes, look at this lovely lady. This bitch is a fucking Muslim fucking bitch, I think, because they're doing genital mutilation. If I got that wrong, sorry, but not sorry. But yeah, this is some fucking foreign bitch. They're cutting off the clit. No, was it the labia? Off the fucking pussy of fucking girls. Yes, friends, they're mutilating them. Yeah, it's called what? Female circumcision? Yeah, they circumcise men, so why not circumcise women, right? Quid pro quo. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Well, let's watch this fucking nigger say her shit. Yeah, and like I said, women shouldn't have any rights. This is another reason. Well, let's see what the negress has to say.
Troubling details are emerging in the federal case involving a local doctor. Jemana Nagarwala is accused of performing an illegal...
Nani? Your name is Nagarwala? Oh, shit. So this bitch is named after a nigga. Yay! Oh, I just thought that was funny. Anyways, let's continue with the story.
Medical procedure on young girls. The procedure, referred to by prosecutors as female genital mutilation, was allegedly performed at a clinic in Livonia.
How the hell do you allegedly cut the pussy lips out of a fucking cunt? That's so weird, but let's continue.
Now the man whose name is on the front of that clinic was charged in connection with the case. Sean Lay is live with the very latest on charges against this second doctor and his wife, Sean.
That is correct.
I don't know how the hell you allegedly shave a pussy fucking lips off, but whatever. I understand why they're doing it, is they don't want their daughters to be whores, because look at the women here in America. All whores, just saying.
Two doctors and a wife all charged now in this very troubling case. The FBI says the evidence here is mounting. They are relying on some security camera footage, some taped phone.
What? You mean there's a video of them fucking showing them cutting off the pussy lips of these fucking girls? Fuck yeah, I want to see that shit. Where do I get to see this video? Oh, I'm gonna find this one day.
Conversations and the testimony from two very young girls who say they were taken to that clinic where they experienced unthinkable pain.
Unbearable pain? What about men? When women get older, they fucking marry you. They get your kids and then they take them away from you. Yes, what about the pain of divorce? Yeah, you slaving away for nothing. Nobody fucking cares about male plights, right? Because we're just fucking utilities to you. Nobody cares about us. Yeah, fuck men, right? Yeah, fuck them all. But no, men are getting tired of this shit, so fuck you.
It's classic game playing by the government, charging them on a Friday, knowing that they'd spend the weekend in custody, and then we'd have a detention hearing next week. So no, I'm not...
Look at this shit. This woman is fighting for these fucking Habibis so they get out of fucking jail. What the fuck? Yes, this woman is a piece of shit in my book. She's helping these guys mutilate girls. Yeah, I personally don't give a fuck because it keeps fucking thyroid down. But yeah, this chick as a woman is a fucking piece of shit traitor. Yeah, don't you think so? But women, fucking, they don't give a fuck, right? No honor among thieves. Just saying.
Attorney for Dr. Fakhruddin Attar is upset that he and his wife were arrested today and now have to be held in jail until a detention hearing.
Yes, I don't believe in circumcisions for males or females. No, because that fucks up with their fucking mentally and physically. Yeah, they did a study, not a study, but I remember seeing this video of this chick. She was a nurse. She put her baby in an MRI before and after they did a circumcision, and they found that it changes the brain, and it's forever. So they're thinking that's why people today are psychopaths and narcissists and shit like that. Well, not Gonzo G, because I have my foreskin intact. I will show it here, but no, that's kind of gay and wrong. Well, anyways, let's continue.
Can be held next week, but it will be in that hearing when more will be presented about religion, culture, tradition, versus federal law that prohibits the cutting of the genitals of young girls.
Yeah, isn't there something called freedom of religion? So technically, isn't the government imposing on these guys religious rights? Yeah, yeah. Just because they're cutting off a girl's fucking pussy lips doesn't mean it's not in their religion. So it's like, what the fuck? What the hell are you guys doing? What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? You guys circumcise boys, so why not circumcise girls? Yeah. Don't you guys want to be fair? Yeah, what happened to all the equality bullshit? It goes out the door, right? Well, I say, fuck you. You wanted fucking equal stuff, and here's your equality, so eat a dick.
Keep them from being sexually active later in life.
I think on Wednesday you might learn a little bit more. But they do have...
Yeah, this chick must be a feminist, because she's fighting this tooth and nail. Yeah, the reason these guys don't want their girls to fucking be whores, so that's the reason why they're cutting off their fucking clits or their lips or whatever the fuck they're cutting off. But this chick wants to have every woman to become promiscuous whores. Yes. You see why women don't deserve rights? Because they do shit like this. This chick's saying, yeah, keep her pussy intact. Let her get fucked by all these fucking guys. All these niggers. All these people. Okay. But no. And look how the world is right now. Maybe we should have these women dressed like fucking sand people. Yeah. Put them in that fucking burqa, whatever the fuck they are. I think that's what this lady needs. Yeah. Stop being a fucking lawyer and go be a mother, you stupid whore. Just saying.
The charges are disturbing that the doctor allegedly conspired with respect Henry Ford emergency room doctor Jumana Nagrawala to bring the girls in from Minnesota where female genital mutilation is against state law to the Attar's office in Livonia, where there is not a state law on the books against the practice here in Michigan.
Oh, so I'm guessing because he crossed state lines, this will mix into a federal offense? Oh, okay, that makes sense. Fucking stupid ass government always get in their fucking nose and shit that does not belong to. But yeah, when are people gonna learn that fucking government gonna protect you all the time? So you better act accordingly, just saying.
The FBI alleges that the girl's genitals were cut by Nagrawala with a tar and his wife's assistant. The lawyer for Dr. Nagrawala says only skin was removed in what he calls a Shia Muslim religious practice.
Yeah, they were just cutting skin. Well, guess what? What do you think Bolivia is, you fucking fucktards? Yeah, they're cutting all that shit. And it's where the nerve ending are. So, yeah, you fuckers are doing fucking female circumcisions. Enjoy.
2 7-year-old suffered pain, cuts, and scarring from the procedure, recognized by the World Health Organization as a human rights violation.
Oh, so letting women become fucking raging whores is acceptable, right? They don't consider that as anything. But look, women fucking become sexually aroused and they start fucking everybody, and that's how you get all these uptick of single mothers. So maybe if you cut their libido or whatever, it stops them from being whores. So why not? Let it play out. Either way, fucking, this is not your religion, so you butt out. Or kick these people out of this country. Either way, I'm good.
He's been an upstanding member of the medical community for years.
Yeah, so this guy was an upstanding citizen, and he was a model doctor, and he was doing what he was supposed to do. Except when he started cutting these bitches' fucking pussy lips, that's where they draw the line. Okay.
Both doctors have been suspended by the hospitals they were working at. There are no allegations that any of these procedures happened at those hospitals. In the meantime, when you dig deep into the court documents here, Kimberly, one of these young victims, just 7 years old, said she was in so much pain she could not walk out of that clinic in Livonia.
Well, you guys keep on importing these motherfuckers, so guess what? All this shit's gonna happen more and more. And let's see what your fragile little minds could take and not take. That's gonna be fun, so enjoy.
Last week, the Fed said hundreds of girls have had FGM performed on them, and now the bombshell in court that their mosque in Farmington Hills allegedly paid for FGM.
Uh-oh, their mosque church thing or whatever it is paid for these ladies getting their pussy lips cut off. Well, they're not ladies. Nope, not yet. They're little girls, so yeah, they got their cherry popped, just not the way that they thought it would be, right? Anywho, let's continue.
Even though in the past leaders have said they had no involvement, Dr. Jumana Nagrawala was not in court today. She's facing up to life in prison charged by the feds with performing female genital mutilation on 2 7-year-old girls brought from Minnesota.
Yeah, so it looks like this doctor bitch is gonna get life imprisonment for cutting the drapes off that holes. Yeah, well, too bad, so sad. Better luck next time, right? Well, let's continue.
Another doctor, Fakhruddin Attar, and his wife are also charged by the feds with using his medical clinic after hours and his wife assisting. That's why the state has moved in to terminate parental rights for several families with ties to the mosque and the Duati Bora community.
So in other words, because these people are cutting pussy lips off, the government is stealing their rights away. So they're kidnapping your kids. Yes. So yeah, you gotta let your kids be whores so like that the government doesn't take your kids away from you. Yeah. Wow, that's like talking between a rock and a hard place. So what are you gonna choose? We know what this person chose, so let's continue.
Based in India.
Federal prosecutors dropping the case against two local doctors who admittedly practiced female genital mutilation.
7 Action News has been reporting on Drs. Jamana Nargawala and Farooqdin.
I bet you these two are going to jail. Yes, they're going to go to prison. They're going to get convicted. Yeah, you think they're going to get off? No! These guys were cutting off chicks' fucking pussy lips, and because everybody does things for women because of feelings, that's what's gonna happen, and these people are gonna get fucked. Well, me either way, I don't give a fuck. Fuck them both. They're both a fucking shitty ass people and shitty ass race. Well, anyways, let's keep on watching, right?
Tar for 2 years.
Prosecutors say they performed female genital mutilation procedures on girls here in Michigan, as well as Minnesota and Illinois, at a clinic in Livonia.
Yeah, I wonder what the hell they do with all that fucking roast beef that they fucking cut off. Do they make sandwiches with it? Yeah, does it look like fucking pastrami? I don't know, but let's continue.
Here, a U.S. district judge ruled that our nation's law against FGM is unconstitutional. And now federal prosecutors say they won't fight it. 7 Action News reported.
So it sounds like the federal government are going to allow these people to mutilate these kids. Well, either way, I don't give a fuck. I think they should do this because it's making these kids not be whores. And in this day and age, everybody's a fucking whore. And especially the government's trying to take your kids away and they're trying to sexualize them. Yeah, what do you think of all that tranny shit floating around? So you think the kid, you think the government cares about the kids? I say not. Well, anyways, now that you know how this is, maybe you shouldn't be fucking like these retards and do your own thing. So, just do the best things you can in life, because it looks like we're going to civil war, so act accordingly, friends. Well, goodbye.
Dale,